record show that the Transportation Committee has come into, convened anyway, at about 4 minutes after one. And representatives that are present are Representative Johansson, Representative Munoz, Representative Johnson, Representative Dugan, and myself, Wilson. And I would like to recognize the staff today that we have. Nancy Hemingway is our House Recording Secretary. Jake Wade is our LIO monitor. And Becky Rooney is my community aide. And before we start, please turn off your cell phones in the audience because that does interfere with our microphones up here. So first of all, we only have one bill today, and that is House Bill 100, and version A, and that is the Joseph C. Williams Senior Coastal Trail. And Representative Johansson, would you like to go ahead and, oh, your staff is going to do that. Okay, well then, would you give us your name and your affiliation?
Thank you, Madam Chair and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Sonia Christensen. I'm staff to Representative Johansson. House Bill 100 is, currently we have a beautiful trail right along the coast of South Tongass Highway in Ketchikan. And currently we had some construction finish, and we have an extension of that bike path. The bike path that it is Joseph C. Williams Senior Coastal Trail, but in the statute it says the bike path between Ketchikan and Saxman. We'd like to delete those words, and so the entire coastal trail is named after Joe Senior.
Okay. Any questions by the committee? Is there any objection to this that you know of?
No, ma'am.
All right. There is. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I believe you were about to go right where I wanted to go. Okay, sure. So that's fine.
Okay, Representative Dugan, Representative Johansson. There was a fiscal note by the department, and would you explain to us why we now have a zero fiscal note?
I'd be happy to, Madam Chair. The original legislation that was introduced by Representative Elkins to name this trail had a zero fiscal note attached to it. And at that time, I believe it was $2,000 or $2,500 in the fiscal note. Actually, the fiscal note was zero. The description on the fiscal note mentioned that it was about $2,000, $2,500 to construct a sign for the trail. And in the narrative, it said that we'll simply absorb this into our budget. It's not that big of a deal. Thanks very much. We support the bill. On this bill, the department has brought forward, I believe, a $1,000 fiscal note for this. And I'm sure they have their reasons for that, but in my opinion, they could do what they did last time and simply either absorb the cost of adding another sign, or simply, I guess one of their other possibilities would be not to add a sign at the other end of the trail and just keep it the way it is. So if they can do it a few years ago for nothing, I don't see why they can't do it today for nothing. We're talking about $1,000. Literally, it's going to be putting a sign up. And I don't know, maybe the department can come up and justify what's changed between then and now. I'm sure it's the rising cost of steel, as everything else is, but they can certainly speak for themselves.
Madam Chairman, I have a question of the sponsor.
Okay, I do too, because was there any other construction going on there at the time, so that there were, you know, they were just rolling everything into one or something like that at that time?
From my understanding of the fiscal note, it said we will absorb this cost into our normal everyday operation.
Well, this is a different time and a different administration probably, so Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Does this bill have a finance referral?
It does not, through the chair at this time, however, the addition of a $1,000 fiscal note for the department to do something that I think that they could probably absorb would cause it to go to the Finance Committee on the House side and also on the other body, I'm sure.
Madam Chairman, can I make a motion to zero out the fiscal note?
Well, I would like to hear what the department has to say.
Okay.
For the record, Madam Chair, my name is Mary Sirocki, and I'm the legislative liaison for the Department of Transportation. It has been the department's policy over the last few years to put in a fiscal note for the installation of all new signs when they're required through legislation. We absorb the long-term maintenance of those signs. So if they are damaged, we replace them. We have not added that to our fiscal notes. But we are frequently asked to add signs here and add signs there. And those costs will come out of the maintenance and operation budget of our regional staff. And we feel that it's appropriate to tell the legislature what a sign will cost.
Any questions?
Madam Chair.
Oh, and I'm sorry, Representative Gruenberg has joined us. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Go ahead and...
Well, I guess you've informed us, so you fulfilled your function. If we zero it out, we've been informed.
Thank you.
Representative Johnson.
I have a question for the sponsor again. Is there a sign there now?
Through the chair, there is one sign, I believe, we've determined that was put in at the head of the trail. There are not two signs there, so I guess DOT could choose just to leave it status quo and have one sign at the head of the trail, and if they can find the time or money to put another sign in, I guess they could do that and absorb it, but that would be a decision they would have to make.
And do you know the age of that sign? Madam Chair, thank you, Representative Johansson. Do you know the age of that sign? Is it to replacement age quite yet?
Through the chair, I believe it was put up within the bill passed 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and it wasn't put up for a little while, so it's only a couple years old. It looks really nice. I drove by it a while ago. It's shiny.
I have a question. You've extended it out the road now past Saxon. How much further does the road go?
Through the chair, I'd say roughly two and a half miles out to Rotary Beach. Actually, it goes out to Mountain Point, which is real close to a boat launch. So it goes probably total about 5-6 miles out the road where it had gone about 2.5.
Okay. Well, I guess what I meant was much further does the road go past where the trail is now?
Madam Chair, probably 9 or 10 miles, maybe, to the end to Beaver Falls, to the end of the road.
Okay. Is that paved, all paved and everything?
It is not all paved. It's paved out to what's called Herring Cove, which is another 2-3 miles out to the end of the pavement.
Okay. All right.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Representative Johansson.
Before my colleague makes a motion to zero out the fiscal note, we have provided a transportation. The chairman was kind enough to work up a zero transportation fiscal note. I believe procedurally we could make a motion to adopt the transportation note and not adopt the department note.
However, I do want to say that the explanation I was given wasn't quite the same, so I just wanted to put that on the record. Okay.
Would you like to adopt the transportation fiscal note as when we move the bill, or do you rather have a motion to zero out the transportation fiscal note?
It doesn't matter. It's either way.
When we move it, I'll adopt the transportation fiscal note.
All right. Do I hear any motions?
Oh, Madam Chair, before we make a motion, we have... Dan Williams, who's the mayor of Saxman, and Joe is his father, and I wonder if he could make a few comments.
Sure. I'm sorry, and I had this right in front of me, and I didn't even look at it. So, Dan Williams, would you please come forward?
You bet.
Good
Good afternoon. Dan Williams, Mayor of Saxman. Also proud son of the late Joseph C. Williams Sr. It has been a great honor for Saxman that the trail be named after Joe Williams Sr., who has been the mayor of Saxman for 35-plus years, a grand leader of Saxman and the Ketchikan area. You know, it's one of the biggest things that he fought for was this trail in his time period. He passed on in 82. In his lifetime, as I said, mayor of Saxman for more than 35 years. He is a fisherman, a provider for his community and to many others, and he is also the grand president of AMB Grand Camp for a number of years. It's a great honor for Saxman and his family to have this trail named after him. And on behalf of Saxman, I'll say to you, Gunachish, Oho, thank you very much for doing this in honor of Joe Williams Sr. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan.
Madam, if I may say something.
Representative.
I'm Mayor. Thank you for coming. Is there anything else that you'd like to share since you're here with this committee that relates to our jurisdiction and relates to you and your part of the state?
Madam Chair, I'm sorry to interrupt the procedure champion from the floor yesterday. We have a bill in front of us, and we're limited to debate on that bill, sir.
I wonder if we could relax that rule a little bit since we have the mayor here. He may have something he'd like to say. I just wanted to extend the invitation.
And after this, you were to go through the chair and asking these questions. So,
but oh, I thought I had been recognized.
You go right ahead and say anything you'd like because we don't get to see you very often, and so we're very pleased that you're here.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
I'm a little embarrassed in this part because this is my first year as mayor back after a three-year break. I'm working with our city administrator. Yes, to get caught up in exactly where Saxman is going, as in the transportation wise, I need to do more studies on backgrounds on what the transportation committee can assist Saxman with, and then we'd probably be working more closer at that point. So at this point, I just want to say thank you for your generosity on extending the Joseph C. Williams Sr. bike path trail, which is well used for residents of the Ketchikan area and the tourism industry.
Okay. Now, one thing I want to ask you is that what we're doing here with the bill is we're trying to get the bill quick, to get it to the floor quicker so that it will go into law, and so that you will be able to, we'll be able to extend that, and then it's open-ended so that if the trail continues, then it will automatically be continued. But evidently, there's only one sign. And do you know how many signs there are out there?
Right now, there's actually two signs.
Okay.
Yeah, one right by the Coast Guard base, the start of the bike trail. And then one right in Saxman, right by the Burl bus stop.
Okay, and so then all we're asking DOT to do then is just move the one sign to the other end of the trail. Is that okay with you?
That is perfectly fine with me.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I just want to make a couple comments. I'll get the snide one out of the way. If DOT can't find it in their maintenance budget, I have a shovel. I'd be happy to buy a bag of cement. And Dan and I have already talked. We'll go do it ourselves if we have to.
Okay. Well, I think DOT told us that they would move the sign. So,
for a fiscal note. And then, if I may continue.
Yes,
Madam Chair.
Yes, Representative.
I just want to make the note that the Williams family, Bill, Dan's brother, served in this body. Their dad was a great leader for our area. Your other brother, Joe, was the mayor of the borough and currently a city council member. And your nephew was on the city council. And the whole family is so engaged in our community. It's just great. So thank you for your service.
How many boys are there?
Well, my father was married twice. There's four children of the first marriage, two daughters and two sons, and then three of the second marriage, two boys and one daughter.
Uh-huh. Well, good for you for carrying on the tradition. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, do I hear a motion?
Close public testimony.
Yes. Thank you. Close public testimony. And are there any more discussion within the community?
Madam Chairman, if I might, I would be honored to move House Bill 100 with attached recommendation and an attached transportation physical note.
No. With attached zero physical note.
Attached zero transportation physical
note. No. It's the...
It's not a...
It's a transportation committee.
Transportation.
Yeah. Okay.
I thought that's what I was saying.
Okay.
An attached transportation, zero transportation committee physical note.
It's longer than the bill.
It is.
Hearing no objection, so moved. And I just want to tell you that the next meeting that we have is Thursday, and we are going to be there will be a transportation or a presentation on the Alaska Transportation Finance Study, and so that is going to be on our next meeting, and we will be meeting at 1:00. And does anyone have any comments or anything? If not, we are adjourned.